Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. We bless your name. Lift your right hand up, let's pray. Can I say, I advance? I cannot be stopped. I cannot be hindered. I advance. Say this week, this month, this year, I advance. Unstoppable, unhindered. In the name of Jesus, can I hear your voice pray? I advance. Unstoppable, unhindered. Unstoppable, unhindered. I advance. I'm unstoppable. I'm unhindered. I advance. I advance. I advance. I advance. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be hindered. I advance. I advance. I advance. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be hindered. I advance. I advance. I advance. I advance. I make progress. I cannot be outwitted. I cannot be outsmarted. I advance. I advance. And I make progress. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be hindered. I cannot be outsmarted. I cannot be outwitted. I advance. I advance. I am the head and not the tail. I advance. I move forward. I make progress. I am the head. I am not the tail. I advance. I make progress. I move forward. I advance. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray? The grace of God is upon me. The favor of God surrounds me. I advance. Can we pray? The grace of God is upon me. The favor of the Lord surround me. Therefore, I advance. I advance. I advance. I advance. I advance. The grace of God is upon me. The favor of God surrounds me. Therefore, I advance. 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 The grace of God is upon me. The favor of the Lord surrounds me. I advance, I advance, I advance. I am the head, I'm not the tail. I advance, I advance, I advance, I advance, I advance, I advance, I advance. The grace of God is upon me. The favor of God surrounds me. I advance, I advance. Mata kata le boko likana. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 18:29. Come, we all read together. For by you I can run against a troop, and by you I can live. So this is a word you hold against every opposition. Just cram it. When there is an opposition, you come. I say, I come by the word of the Lord. For by you I run against the troop, and by my God I leap over. Your word is here.
I put my trust in you. We put our trust in you. I put my trust in you. Your word, your word is here. Amen.
Can we just pray together? Let's go. Say, by you, for by you, I run against a troop, and by my God, I leap over a wall. In the name of Jesus, every opposition to my breakthrough, I run against the troop, and by my God, I leap over the wall. By my God, I run against the troop. By my God, I leap over the wall. Every troop stopping me, I run against the troop. I leap over the wall. In the name of Jesus, I run against every troop, every wall of witchcraft.
I run against every troop of witchcraft. I stay over every wall of witchcraft by the Lord. I run through a troop by the Lord. I stay over the wall. Every troop of household wickedness, I run against and I stand over. I run against and I stand over. By the Lord, I run through the troop. And I scale over the world. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's go a little bit specifically. Let's go. Say, by the Lord, I run through any troop of witchcraft set against me in the name of Jesus. By the Lord, I run through a troop of household wickedness set against me. I run through the troop of witchcraft. I run through the troop of household wickedness. By the Lord, every altar, I run through a troop from any altar, from any shrine, from any death. I run through a troop. I run through a troop of witchcraft. I run through the troop. Every troop from any evil altar, I run against them. Every troop of office politics. Every troop of office politics. I run through the troop. Every troop of office politics and witchcraft. I run through the troop. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name. Unstoppable, unhindered, because we are making an advance. By the Lord, we run against the troop. By the wall, we scale, we leap over every wall. Can I read that scripture again? Let's go. By the Lord, for by you, by the Lord, I can run. By the Lord, I can leap. But you can decide not to run against, and you can decide not to leap. You can, but you can decide not to. I hope for your sake you will decide to lift up your right hand. Let's pray again. I pray again. Say, for by the Lord, I run through the troop. By the Lord, I leap over a wall in the name of Jesus. Every troop, whatever the name, whatever the agenda, whatever the mandate, I run through the troop. By the Lord, I run through the troop. By the Lord, I scale over the wall. I scale over the wall. I leap over the wall. I leap over the wall. I scale over the wall. I leap over the wall. In 2022, I leap over the wall. I run against the troop. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We magnify your name. We are making advance. And we speak against every mountain. Lift up your right hand and let's pray. I speak against every mountain of opposition. Against my advancement. We speak. He said, if you have faith, you can say to the mountain. Can we speak to the mountain? Call them by name. Every mountain of unfruitfulness, I come against you. I run against the troop. I leap over the wall. Every mountain of miscarriage, I come against you. I run against the troop. I scale. I leap over the wall. Every mountain of losses, I run against the troop. I leap over the wall. I speak to the mountain. Let the mountains be removed. Let the mountains be removed. Let the mountains be removed. I run against the troop. I leap over the wall. We bless your name. We thank you. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you. Lift your two hands up. I'm advancing to the next phase. Can I hear you? Next phase. Next status. Next level. Next class. Next position. I'm advancing. Can I say I'm advancing to the next phase? Next status. Next level.
next class, next position, next influence. I am advancing. I am advancing. Filling the gap. I am advancing to the next phase, next position. I am advancing. I am making progress. I am advancing. I am advancing. Forcefully advancing. I am forcefully advancing.
We give you all the glory. We magnify your name. We thank you. We glorify you. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, we give you.
As we honor you are God.
Timothy 2:1-4, and we jump to 2 Timothy 4:5-8. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share. Let's read 3 and 4 together. 1, 2, go. Let's go. 1, 2, go. Share in my suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuit, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. Give me a New King James. Give me a New King James. 3 and 4. In New King James. Then we jump to chapter 4. There we go. You therefore. Let's go. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who did what? Who enlisted him as a soldier. Jump to chapter 4. Let's take verse 5-8. Till New King James, or you can leave it. As for you, always be watchful in all things. Endure affliction, hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. There are three metaphors, especially in 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 1 to 6. Three metaphors used for a Christian. Number one, an athlete. Number two, a farmer. Number three, a soldier. God make us supernatural not to show up. He made us supernatural because there is a battle to fight. He made us supernatural not to go bragging about. There is a battle to fight. In case you don't know, you have been enlisted to the armies of God. In case you don't know, you are a military officer or whatever they call them. You have been enlisted into the armies of the Lord. Please help me tell somebody. Tell the person, in case you don't know, you have been enlisted into the armies of the Lord. Therefore, you are a soldier. Call the person soldier. Let me hear you. Soldier. God, according to Exodus 15:3, is a man of war. Exodus 15:3. The Lord is his name. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. One of the titles, most used titled for God in the Bible, is the Lord of hosts. And host is a military term, meaning the angels of God in heaven. So our God is a God of a man of war. Our God is a Lord of hosts. Jesus is our commander in chief. He was victorious on the cross. The grave could not hold him. He resurrected from the dead. He has power and dominion over the devil. He has the keys of death and hell. He is building his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail and cannot prevail against it. On the cross, he said, it is finished. And he concluded every matter. And he now recruited you into an army that has a victory already. So we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting to enforce victory. So if he says this is black and anybody paints it white, we come and say this on the cross of Calvary has been made black. Why are you turning it white? Oh yeah, change it to black. It has been made black already. We are enforcing everything contrary to what he has done. So the kind of battle we are fighting, it's simple, even though it's dangerous battle. We are law enforcement officers. So you are a soldier. You belong to the armies of Israel. And you need to know that if you are a soldier, life is warfare. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight. Put it on the screen. Just be putting it on the screen for me. Can we go? Fight. Can you read with me? Let's go. One, two, go. Fight the good fight of faith. Tell somebody you are a soldier. Fight the good fight. You know, some people might join the military because of a uniform. Some join because of coup. Some push their husbands to join because they want to be first lady of a state. And then bandits came. And Boko Haram came. And democracy took over. Some are stuck. You can't leave. You're already a soldier. Fight the good fight of faith, soldier. Can you help me tell somebody again? Fight the good fight of faith, soldier. Tell the call the person, say, soldier. Fight the good fight of faith. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life for which you are called. We are soldiers, and the war is a battlefield. Stop playing church. Stop playing religion. It is time to be a soldier of the Lord.
Christianity is not a game. Christianity is not a play. Christianity is not fun in the way you think it is fun. Christianity is warfare. It's time to arise and be what God asks you to be. It's time to arise and be everything that God expects you to be. Especially a soldier. And you know, soldiers don't fight anyhow. They call their things mission. I'm going for a mission. This mission is Operation Dole. Yale Dole. Operation Scorpion Head. Operation whatever. Eh? Whatever you call it. Operation one person win another one for Christ 2022. Operation don't come to church alone 2022. Operation we go out every Saturday 2022. Operation I pray intercede for the church every week 2022. Every soldier has a mission. Every. You are a soldier. You have a mission. Matthew 10, verse 8. Or let's go, John 20 first. Okay, leave it. Go back to verse 7. Let's take verse 7 and 8. Let's see the first mission that Jesus gave disciples. John 7 and 8, put it together. And proclaim as he go. New King James. I wonder because there are some words we are used to. We are not used to proclaim. We are used to preach. So let me use preach. Yeah, let's go. One, two, go. Let's read. And as you go, do what? Preach. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then do what? Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received. That is your mission. In singing. In praying, in crying out, in answering, in everything you do, that is your mission. Preach the kingdom of God. It has happened. If there is anybody sick, lay hands on the person. Pray for the sick. Anoint the sick. Pray for the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the leper. That is your mission. And it's written in several ways, in several manners in the Bible. John 20 from 21 says, as the Lord have sent me, I have sent you. Mark 16 from verse 15, go to all the nations and preach the gospel. That is your mission, sir. Listen, when you are not indulging in this mission, you are a bad soldier. And there's a tendency that you pay for it. It is not a threat. It is an encouragement. It is a reminder. Your mission is defined. Listen to me. When a person joins military, he joins in two ways. He volunteers himself to join. Or in the time of war, they just come and say, if you are above 18, you join military. Listen. Whether you volunteer to join or you are forced to join, after you have joined, you are no longer a volunteer. Can we talk about this? Listen, after you give your life to Christ and you come under the authority of Jesus, the commanding officer, you are no longer your own. You don't act anyhow you want. You are no longer a volunteer. That walks in when he likes, goes out when he likes, does what he pleases. They have to beg him before he does anything. Please help me tell somebody. You are no longer a volunteer. Hello, tell the person you are no longer a volunteer. Why? Is it that you don't treat church and the things of God like your place of work? I've had many people say, I felt tired. That's why I did not come to church.
But at home they are praying, let the weak say, I am strong. But he was tired on Thursday. He went to office. He was tired on Friday. He went to office. He rested on Saturday. But on Sunday, he can't come to church because he was tired. And he's telling everybody in the office that my God can do everything. Except if you are tired, he cannot heal you. What kind of soldiers are we? It's time. Listen. If you will survive in the end time, you must think of yourself as a soldier and act as one. Once you are enlisted, you are no longer a volunteer. Please help me tell somebody near you. Say you are not a volunteer. Tell the person, I can't hear you. Tell him, let him hear me. Say you can't live your life anyhow. You can't behave anyhow again. Say you are not a volunteer. You are a soldier. Number two, you are not a mercenary. Mercenaries do things for money. They do things for gain. Hey, I have been praying for 3 weeks. He has not answered me. And therefore, I will not pray again. I will not go again. You are not a mercenary. I asked him for a child. He has not given me a child. I will no longer come. I asked him for admission. He has not given me admission. He has delayed me. Therefore, I am not coming. You are not a mercenary. Are you here? I wanted to say something, but I don't want to say it publicly. Have you seen the training of soldiers and how they treat them? And after they've done everything, what do they say? Obey the last command. You are a soldier. You are not a volunteer. You are not a mercenary. Please help me tell somebody so that it wouldn't say you are not a volunteer. You are not a mercenary. Say you are not a volunteer. You are not a mercenary. So you are not a Christian for pay. You are not a Christian for gain. You are not a Christian for bounty. You are not a Christian for spoils. Even though God will give you all these things, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he gives us all that things. But even if he doesn't give us all that things, we are still soldiers and we follow. Do we understand? You are not. Please stop coming to the presence of God with a mercenary mentality. I'm coming today because I have interview next week. He has not come to church for 4 weeks. But he needed pastor to touch him today. So he came. Mercenary. And you know what? Mercenary dies before their time. They do. Because they live for money and they die for money. What kind of a soldier are you? The Bible gives us characteristics of a good soldier. I'm going to share 13 today, among others. 13. Number one, let's go. A good soldier is a property of a king. You need to know that God is not a democrat. God is a king. He was not elected into office. After you have left, you will still be king. He was king before your father was born. And after your grandfather or your great-grandchild even exists the world, he will still be king. He doesn't need to ask you for your permission before he makes his law. Why? He is a king. Listen to me. Every soldier is the property of a king. You see, this age of democracy, social media, has made most of us not to understand simple principles of a kingdom. You are the property of a king in a kingdom. So if he likes your car, he says, give me your car. So you'll be somewhere praying one day, saying, oh Lord, give me this, give me that. And he said, carry your car. You know that brother called Jonah Sunday in church. Go and give him the car. I could see Jonah shaking his head very well now. You are the king's property. You don't owe anything in a kingdom. The king owns everything in the kingdom. So a soldier belongs to the king. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? Now look at the last part. Can we read the last part together? And you are not. We are reading. Let me hear you. Say, can you read? Let me hear you. Look at somebody and tell him, you are not your own. Talk to another person. Say, you are not your own. Talk to yourself. Say, I am not my own. Go to the next verse, 20. So listen, you are not your own. You might not like my choice of a word that you are a property of somebody, but you are. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Even your body and your spirit. Who do they belong to? They belong to God. So, you own nothing in this world. You came empty. You will live empty. First, what says the mission? A soldier, a good soldier, is a property of a king. That's why a soldier will be clothed by the state, by the country. A soldier will be paid by the country. A soldier will be fed by the country. I don't want to talk about that much because we are in Nigeria. But you know, under normal circumstances, that is how it's supposed to be. A policeman does not buy his uniform. But in Nigeria, policemen sold their uniform. But let's not go to that direction. A soldier is fed. A soldier is clothed. A soldier is armed. So when he called you a soldier, he gave you weapons of warfare so that you cannot lose the battles of life. 1 Corinthians 9:7. 1 Corinthians 9:7. Let me just, it came to my mind. Let's read it quickly. Can you read with me? Whoever goes to war, have you seen it before? A soldier does not go to war and he buys ammunition, buys his gun, buys everything. When you become a soldier, you belong to the state, and the state takes care of you. I love this verse because I know as a soldier of the Lord, I don't need to bother. He will fund everything I need. He will bear all my expenses. This verse makes me to rest. If he does not fund it, it is not his mission. If it is his mission, he will fund it. Why? No soldier goes to war at his own expense. Are we saying, George? You are the property of a king. Number two, 2 Timothy 2:3. Our passage for today. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of the Lord. A good soldier endures hardship. I'm not sure we have to speak so much about this. Soldiers are exposed to heat. They are exposed to cold. They are exposed to perils. They are exposed to different terrains. And they are still going. They keep going. They keep going. Why? A soldier must endure hardship. Listen. Hardship comes with the just specification of a soldier. And a soldier is trained to overcome it. When you are facing a trouble, a pain, a suffering, remember that it comes with the work of a soldier. And it will not be there forever because you are trained to overcome it. A soldier endures hardship. A soldier goes through hardship. In fact, in the normal course of duty of a soldier, everything to the civilian is hard. How can you be going through a tough time and you are not complaining? And the unbelievers, the civilians are looking at you. He has not paid house rent. And he wakes up in the morning and says, I have a father that will never ever fail me. And they look at him. What kind of a stupid guy is this? He can't pay rent, but he's thinking, I have a father that can never fail me. A soldier knows hardship is normal. So he endures it and overcomes it at the end of the day. 2 Corinthians, is it chapter 9? Second Corinthians 11. Let's read from verse 23. 2 Corinthians 11 from verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. Look at this. In labels. Can we all reach God? Let's go. One, two, go. I am more. In labels. More abundant. In stripes. Above measure. In prison. More frequently. In death. Often. 24. From the Jews. 5 times. I received 40 stripes. Minus 1. Continue. 3 times. I was beaten with rod. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys, often in Paris. In Paris of water. In Paris of robbers. In Paris of my own countrymen. In Paris of the Gentiles. In Paris in the city. In Paris in the wilderness. In Paris in the sea. In Paris of forest brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold. See, what have you faced here? What have you faced? Then what you now say is I came for choir practice. They did not give me mic. I've been coming for 3 months. They did not give me mic. So I'm leaving. Do you know what it is to be a soldier? And you come to church and you sit down doing nothing. No contribution of anything. Your own contribution is criticism. Have you gone through all this? Are you a soldier? Will you be safe? How does heaven look at you? No. This generation has to be trained to know that they are soldier. Please call the soldier by your side. Call him soldier. Call the person soldier. Call the person soldier. See what we endured. Hardship. See what he endured. What have you endured? Soldiers, good soldiers, endure hardship. For most of you that like war films and action movie, you know, most of those things are film tricks, you know. But nobody singularly will go through all those things. You know, every time, now cut, stop, do again. You know, the fight are choreographed. I watched a movie about it was a true life story. They now brought the American soldiers that took part in that mission to act it. It was one of the boring action movies I've ever seen. So when I was discussing with my brother, we now agreed that this one is real. Everybody don't die. perish often. And you know that if you watch action movies so much, sometimes you like war. Say, let Nigeria break. I want to carry God. Have you been visited by armed robber before? When armed robber visits you, you will never want war again in your life. Say, let them be fired. Just to fight, we can go to fight. Hey, you don't watch him too much. Hardship. What have you endured for God, man? What have you endured for God, sir? He said in hardship of number three for this service. A soldier fights the real enemy and not imaginary enemies. Ephesians 6:12. When you miss the target, you waste your weapons, you waste your resources, you waste everything. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is imaginary enemy. I have a pastor that calls them horizontal enemy. The horizontal enemy, now small thing. Jesus said, forgive them. He said, pray for them. See, stop wasting your time on Mama Sikira. Don't be him. Focus on the thing or the power manipulating Mama Sikira. Before Mama Sikira became a bad person to you, he was good to you before. I hope there is no Mama Sikira in church. Okay. Let's go. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That is the enemy, sir. Ma. You don't go get to office on time. When you get to your office, you are sleeping. Most of the time, you are absent from office. And your boss is now against you. You will now come to church. Say, Mr. Chukuma, leave my matter alone. I am advancing. Mr. Chukuma, leave my matter alone. I am advancing. He will not leave you alone. It is an imaginary enemy. You are the enemy. Ask spiritual forces in wicked places to leave you alone so that you can behave rightly. Stop pursuing imaginary enemies. Stop wasting the ammunition. Stop wasting the weapon. Stop wasting the resources. A good soldier goes after the real enemy, not after the imaginary ones. Can I tell you your enemy? There are three. Every enemy on earth falls under them. There are three. We'll teach it in the future. The flesh, the world, the devil. The flesh, the world, the devil. This morning, know that you are a soldier. You were not made supernatural to show off. You were made supernatural because there is a battle to fight. There is an army to join. And when you give your life to Christ, you are enlisted in the army. Listen, in this world, there is no one that is neutral. It's either you are in the army of God or you are in the army of the devil. You might not know which one you belong to, but you belong to one. There is no neutral. This world, there is no neutral. In fact, you can cross with this army and then say, oh, let me cross back. Some are like this throughout the battle. So both sides can kill them at any time because they are not stable. You have been enlisted to the army of the Lord. You have a mission. And there are characteristics of a good soldier. Number one, he is a property of a king.
He knows he does not belong to himself again. Number two, he knows hardship comes with a job. So he endures and overcomes hardship. Number three, he knows who the real enemy is. He does not waste his time on imaginary enemies. He goes after the real enemies. You are a soldier. Please call somebody soldier by your side again. Let me hear you. Call somebody by your side soldier again. Let me hear you. And you know that soldiers are always advancing. From the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taketh it by force. From the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. You are a soldier. Stop behaving like civilian. Remember where he read? A soldier does not get himself entangled in civilian pursuits, in civilian affairs. You are a soldier. Help me tell somebody by your side again, you are a soldier. Tell the person again, let me say, you are a soldier. Tell the person again, you are a soldier. Say, you are part of the armies of God. You are part of the armies of God. Before we close, in case you don't know, there is Air Force and there are ground forces. The Air Force are the angels. They give us advanced information. They give us financial intelligence. They come and they help us. We are the ground forces. Whatever he asks you to do, the angels are there to help you join in the battle. You are ground forces. The Air Force are here stationary waiting for us to act. Can we bow our heads and let's pray together? Let's pray together. Say, I come against every spiritual weakness and spiritual weariness. I receive endurance. I receive the power to endure as a soldier. I come against every weakness. I come against every weariness. As a soldier, I come against every weakness. I come against every weariness. I march forward. I advance. I come against every weakness. I come against everyness. It is only by being born again that you are enlisted into the armies of God. It is only by being born again that you are enlisted into the armies of God. The weaponry of the army is not made available to defend you. If you are not part of a kingdom, your prayer is a waste. Your request is a waste of time. If you are not part of a kingdom, if you are not part of the army, they don't use their resources to take care of the person in the enemy camp until you move to the side of God. The mightiness of God is not made available to fight for you. You need to give your life to Christ to enjoy this. Are you in church today and want to give your life to Him? Save me, help me, and enlist me into your army this morning. Wherever you are, can you raise your right hand? Let's pray together. Wherever you are, Manda Libo Jita Libo Kuria, lift your hands up. Mangaria Balaba Jita. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Can we lift our hands up again and say, I will not turn back? Can we pray as a soldier? I will not go on a wall. I will not desert the mission. I will continue with you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you raise up your hand, there are some counselors waiting for you at the back. Please kindly stand up and go and meet them. I ask that the strength of the Lord will be your portion. You will no longer lose any battle of this life. We come against every carelessness in your life. Let it be destroyed. Let it be taken away from you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name. we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alhaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.